Glenn Klotz, 118 North Barclay Avenue. I didn't mean to speak today. I just came to listen. But after listening to Dan's comments, I thought it important to address the commission. I think I know what Dan's alluding to about something wrong. I think what's wrong is pretty obvious. These guys designed the project to work with a certain kind of drainage. I mean, they told us. They said, right, that they wanted a wide drainage area. It was going to be absorbed. And then they built it that way, and it didn't work. Now, the result that we're left with is a failed design. And it's failed on two ways, okay? I think we're all in agreement. First, let's talk about the thing that they can fix. They can fix the street end flooding. We all know that. We've known that for 50 years. That's nothing new, okay? Great, they're going to pay for it. But that's not going to fix all the problem. And when I first spoke here, I think a month ago, I said, we have another problem. They graded the thing wrong. It's pitched towards the bulkhead. That hasn't changed. And something worse. They built the damn thing close to the ocean. Now, I live on Barclay Avenue, and I'm sure you gentlemen have seen that the beach, we're not even a month into this thing, and we've already lost, I don't know, 40% of what they pumped in front of the berm, or the rise, or the dune, whatever you want to call it. The beach is already eroding back rapidly. Okay, now, it was going to do that. I understand it's going to redistribute. I've watched the project for years, as we all have, and we know that process is underway. But here's the problem. They built it wrong in that end of town, hoping that that drainage was going to work. It didn't work. The thing should be back near the bulkhead the way it is further down the beach. I think it, where? At Nassau, okay, where it's 20 feet off. Okay, that was, I think, the original plan. Maybe I'm wrong, but in the original designs, they said they were going to build this thing as close to the bulkheads as they could. Why? So they wouldn't mess up our usable beach. And that's the way it was designed and built in the 90s when the city did it. And those areas that survived because they were back. Now what these guys are doing is they're building this thing in the middle of our beach. A lot of our beaches are ending up behind the thing, pitched and worse. And here's my question to all of you, and I think it has to be put to the Army if you already haven't put to it, and I worried about this last time. If that thing breaches, okay, we got the streets taken care of, you know, it rains, goes into the drains, I see all that, goes to the outfalls. But it's not going to work from the beach. If that thing fills up with seawater, where's the plan? How do we get that out of there? The design isn't working. It's in the middle of the beach. We're going to end up with no usable beach in a lot of areas eventually. Thank you.
Thank you.